am Spartacus.
Gentlemen, welcome to Club Hollywood. First rule of Club Hollywood is, always talk about the club. Second rule of Club Hollywood is, you always talk about the club. Third rule of Club Hollywood, someone yells stop, goes limp, or passes out, it's their loss. Fourth rule, two girls must always kiss, every show. Fifth rule, one song at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no panties. This means you, ladies. Seventh rule, music will go on as long as it has to. And the eighth and final rule, this is your first night at the club. You have to dance.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to open up the plush red doors, let you in. We've got all kinds of good stuff tonight. Music from The Dig, Stiletto Formal. 303, Band of Skulls, new stuff from Evrim Tuzin, Neon Trees, we've got Pussifer on the docket, the features, Mooney Suzuki, Frankie Chan, I could go on. Plus, I got a bunch of ranting I got to do tonight about one Mr. Mark Hallburn, who today called me a racist. Mr. Hallburn, you are about to have your big fat ass handed to you. Here's The Dig. and gentlemen, if you've just tuned in to Talk Radio X, the global streaming radio network, or if you're tuned in over at 1.fm, or how about KTRX 95.7 FM, if you just tuned in to us, you're listening to The Club. That right there was Look Inside by The Dig. Coming up next, Himmen by Evrim Tuzin. Brand new techno stuff. This is going out to Dave out there in Manassas, Virginia. Here you go, Dave, more techno that you wanted. Evrim Tuzin. But yes, we've got more of The Dig coming up later. I had somebody say, give a shout out that they like that song. We do have more coming up for you later on tonight. We have a lot of stuff, actually, coming up tonight for music. A lot of requests came in over the week, so we're going to try to get to all of those later on here in the next couple of hours. Thank you, by the way, to Steve Learman, Mr. Steve Learman. And I use that Mr. with respect, not just loosely, like I do sometimes. Late Night with Learman, another fantastic show. I gotta tell you, I take no responsibility for the Angry Bear. He just happens to be a segment on this show. Matter of fact, he's going to be on tonight, another special Saturday night appearance by the Bear. He's going to be here a little later before the top of the hour. So, you know, if you have to find out what the Bear is all about, that's going to be at, like, you know, 10 of. All right? That's when he's going to wander his little furry ass into the studio and do some work. As a matter of fact, right now, I think he's drinking beers with the producer of the show. The post-production producer of the show, I might add. Because I produce, you know, face it. You over there, the nameless one. I do everything live on air. You know what, Steve? Steve from Late Night with Learman said that I pretty much can get anything done. I've had people fired. I've had people sent to Siberia. I've had bears kicked over the side of a boat into icy waters. I've rescued that same bear from the Sunnis. All right? I've done a lot of stuff since I've been on air. As a matter of fact, I so embarrassed Antibert with the rendition, if you will, of Rainbow Connection that he left the air. He stopped broadcasting for 9 months after that. I buried him with that rendition in a little contest. It was a challenge. It was thrown out there. I didn't have to go to any kind of studio. I didn't have to do any kind of fancy stuff. I just played the song, sang the song, and voila. There it was. The karaoke challenge of 2010 or 2010, whatever you like to... Actually, it was 2009. The karaoke challenge of 2009 is history. And that, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what they tell you. Steve's got it dead on. I can get things done, and I was the man. I was the reason. I don't want to hear any other excuses. I was the man. I was the reason that Antibert was gone for 9 months. You can be as angry as you want about that at me. I don't care. You know why? Because it just further cements the name of Tyler Hollywood and the most dangerous man in internet radio today. With all the power that Steve just laid out there upon the Great One, the most powerful man on internet radio, Antibert, with all that power, it still took yours truly to get him off the air for 9 entire months. And it was all because of one Kermit the Frog song, sung expertly by the host of this radio show. Don't ask me where. I totally went off on that one. It's just a mention of thank you, Steve, for the lead-in. Now, let's get to something a little bit more serious, shall we? Every once in a while, we have to get a little serious on the show. We like to have fun here. We like to play the music. We like to dance. We like to drink. But every once in a while, we have to get serious. And here's something that seriously pissed me off today. Now, if you're a regular listener, and my apologies if you're a new listener that's just tuned in tonight, but let me tell you a little bit about a certain gentleman by the name of Mark Holborn. Now, just to give you a little bit of backstory for all you new listeners that have tuned in, Mark Holborn is a gentleman who I consider the dictionary picture, if you will, of an entitlist. I know, it's a word I made up sometime last year. And I would consider Mark Holborn the elitist of entitlists. He's a guy that thinks everything should be handed to him. He's the type of person, he is the quintessential example of someone sitting around doing absolutely nothing to change his situation, which all he does is complain about. Just to give you a little idea who Mark Holborn is, what it's all about. Now, Mr. Holborn likes to argue about all kinds of things. He likes to try to ignore facts during arguments to try to get his point across. Again, trying nothing to add to helping his situation, but just making things worse by complaining and moaning and not even recognizing certain things when it comes to certain discussions and conversations. Now, he is allowed to comment. He's allowed to call into the show, which, by the way, is 661-349-8255. Phone lines are not open yet, because you're going to want to hear this before you have anything to say about this. And yes, we do get a lot of calls on Saturday night. I will try to take them as I can. But here's the thing. There's been a discussion going on TylerHollywood.wordpress.com. On one of the recent posts over there. You can make your way over there. Look for Exposing the Publisher number 6. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But most recently, as of this afternoon, actually, during a conversation that we happened to have about Charles Manson, which was the gentleman who is a part of the argument as well, Lee, brought up Charles Manson. And I made mention of Charles Manson being a murderer. Mark, looking to, you know, stick fingers where they don't belong, decides to say, well, you know, he was never, you know, he's not a murderer. He's not a killer, is what he said. And I pointed out that, you know, no matter the conspiracy, it's the intent to be a killer makes you a killer. With proof of that, he, Charles Manson, shot Bernard Crow to kick off what I call the Helter Skelter scenario. These murders that Manson was convicted of conspiring with and leading and ordering, these murders perpetrated by members of Charles Manson's family were inspired in part by Manson's prediction of Helter Skelter, which, and I want you to understand this, write this down, an apocalyptic war he believed would arise from tension over racial relations between blacks and whites. Remember that. Because this afternoon, Mr. Holborn said, Tyler, why do you have to bring race into this? A murder of someone is a murder of a person. It doesn't matter what their skin color is. And he called me, ladies and gentlemen, a racist. Now, folks, if you've listened to this show before, you will understand my stance on race and racism. Something I'm a pretty firm believer of, and that is equality for all. I have always asked the question, why do we see in color of skin? It's a question that I know I'm never going to get an answer for. There's not going to be one simple answer. Why do we still see in the color of skin? And it seems to me that we have a problem with people understanding any kind of point that you're trying to convey when they are very liberal about things. Which, of course, Mark Holborn definitely stands on the left of. So Mark, apparently not even aware of the story of Charles Manson and the Helter Skelter scenario, decides to call me a racist. He has, for some reason, decided to pick that out. Of this argument, he's decided to pick that out and call me a racist. A man who comes on air once a week and talks to you about trying to erase the memories and trying to understand and trying to learn from history Remember, folks, memory is one of the most valued and unique characteristics belonging to us humans. I mean, so esteemed is this trait that people go to great lengths to preserve it through pictures and videos and journals, or even medication. Nonetheless, history's delicate tapestry has been tarnished with the blood of hundreds of thousands of people from all ethnicities. Rather than learning from errors of the past, many individuals have reproduced them, sometimes resulting in greater losses. The emotional scars of the past continually come back to haunt mankind through similar showings of prejudice and bigotry, either through ignorance or loss of history. The genocide of Cambodia, Rwanda, Paraguay, Uganda, Haiti, Cuba, and even the Holocaust illustrate the deadly consequences of ignorance, of which this gentleman that we seem to have a perpetual argument with has bags full of ignorance. This trend seems to only be proliferating as technology increases, making the availability of weapons amplified. In some poverty-stricken countries, small children no older than 12 can be seen armed with guns, ready to shoot enemies of their country or those that have been trained, ladies and gentlemen, to loathe. And this is what kills me. Currently, there are some schools in the United Kingdom and, as I've understood here in the United States, are drastically reducing their teachings on the Holocaust and the Crusades in an effort to, get this, avoid offending some of the children they are teaching. This should not be, ladies and gentlemen. This should not be. For you see, fear and ignorance are part of the fuel that leads to heinous acts of genocide. Aiding in youth awareness of these events will only strengthen the already burning flame until it is once again out of control. Forgetting the past and its often destructive implications means there will be no memorandum for future generations. What are they going to have to learn from? People will not merely repeat the past, but perform the same mistakes over and over because they will not be able to learn from history. How can humans learn if there is no evidence of the past in the first place? Only through self-examination and education can the roots of hate be plucked before they bear any kind of fruit. It is as simple as that. Learning about the devastating effects of genocides and hatred on their victims, direct and indirect, allows people to have a better understanding of what was experienced, which inevitably leads to comparison, not only towards the victims, but towards mankind in general, of which you and I, ladies and gentlemen, are a part of. Seemingly insignificant actions have produced colossal results and helped fight the war against discrimination. Simply sitting beside those that are ridiculed or taunted can dramatically affect the energy of the entire situation, diffusing the time bomb within the person being harassed and those that are doing the harassing. Treating everyone equally is another way to positively war against hatred. By tackling personal prejudices and willfully reaching out to others, a beacon of light penetrates a shell of pride and fear encasing people, fear that's inside these people. And it may just allow them to see for themselves the harm they are doing. This is the first step in transforming a world where violence reigns. Individuals are not limited to only diminutive actions either. Governments can be stepping ladders to the war against hate. Letters to your leaders, the president, the governor, the mayor, relating to issues involving discrimination and inequity, can make a real big difference on a large scale. That is, if you can trust your goddamn leaders. When enough citizens show concern about serious issues, the ears of the government open wide and eventually changes arise. Even children can have an impact through school systems and charity. And through these efforts, both youth and adults can support providing aid and education to countries where discrimination and war and hate have the upper hand, producing a global impact. Think about this. And I want Mr. Mark Holborn to think about this. Because I know he's listening out there. He says he was going to be sleeping. But I know Mr. Mark Holborn. Walmart kept him up. The street sweepers kept him up. Somebody's car alarm kept him up. A dog barking next door kept him up. Loud music from Mayor Scott Edwards' house kept him up. But Mark, I want you to listen to this. One person willing to make the effort to preserve mankind's memory of events like the Holocaust, slavery, and other discriminatory actions is all that is needed to produce a domino effect that will reach to endless generations. Through, you know, and I gotta admit, drawbacks do exist. With perseverance, this challenge can slowly be overcome so long as at least one man, woman, or child never forgets the innocent victims of hate from the past and present and strives for growth within himself and his fellow man. Think about that, Mr. Holborn. Think about that before you go spouting off and calling someone a racist. If you can stop yourself from doing that, if you can take a look at the facts, take a look at what's being said, understand what's being said, if you can do that, you quite possibly could be that one person that might be willing to make the effort and change what's happening in our world. Now, let's get to the phone calls. We've got line one ready to go. Caller, you're on the air with Tyler Hollywood. What's going on?
Hey, it's multiple callers, actually. It's Girl Sean and Guy Sean from Irreverent Radio.
Hey, good evening, Girl Sean and Guy Sean. By the way, I just have to say happy birthday to Girl Sean. Although it's a little bit belated.
You're only off by 2 days.
I know. I was
three
close.
Three now.
That's true. We are now at 12:31, by the way. Here on the East Coast. How are you two doing?
Good.
Outstanding. We actually went to a birthday party tonight, a murder mystery pool party.
And I believe, as I understood it, Guy Sean is the dead man.
Yes.
He was killed with a coconut.
Oh, nice.
I had, yes. There are pictures on Facebook of which I'm not very happy about, but that's okay.
He got a pancake stuck to his cheek.
Nice. That's a flat coconut then.
Yeah.
So we have our answer.
Yeah.
Now, was it so? It was hit in the head with a coconut. Where? Where was the
in
final Maui. Part? In where?
In Maui.
In Maui. Okay. So there
resort.
It wasn't like a kitchen or a library or anything like that. It was actually in Maui.
Yeah.
In a public bathroom.
Oh, okay. There you
I
go.
Hit in the face with nuts in a public bathroom.
Oh, not good. Not good.
Hit it when that happens.
Yeah. Well, you know. Keep telling him to keep his head away from nuts. But as we all know, it's not gay unless your balls touch.
That's right. That is so true. speaking of the guy we're about to talk about, one listener just barely checked in. Sorry to cut you off.
No, okay.
And it's Jeremy from Pittsburgh. Jeremy from Pittsburgh says, "You really think Lardass listens to your show? I can guarantee it."
Oh, God, yeah.
He has mentioned it several times.
Well, and he's one of those people that even if all that's ever said about him is negative, he's such a narcissist that he has to listen to hear his name.
That is so true.
Yeah. I'm about to drop bombs on this motherfucker.
That's okay. Let me get my checkbook out so the FCC is going to be happy. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're on an FM now.
That's right. Well, actually, you know what, though? It's fleeting expletives. Did I say that right? Fleeting expletives. Thank you.
Expletives?
Expletives. Yeah.
Expletives. Thank you.
Yeah. You had an extra T in there.
I did.
Grammar Nazis will be after you.
Hey, so, you know what?
Actually, FCC rules now?
I'm sorry, what there, Sean?
Does this mean we actually have to follow FCC rules now?
Absolutely not. Come on.
Awesome.
Thank God. That's no fun.
That's fan-fucking-tastic.
So, tell me, Sean, I'm sure you heard the segment. What do you think?
Me or him?
Both. You can start, my dear. Ladies first.
Well, I'd like to point out for Mark Holborn, since I know you're listening, you sick fucking child raper.
Wow.
Leonard Choco Taco Bernstein, totally my ass, bitch. Just saying. That being said, you have a gaping vagina. How can I have penis envy when all you have is a gaping vagina?
Wow.
Holy crap. I have more cock than you can shake a cock at. But I have penis envy?
Wow.
Please. Damn.
Please.
Sean, what do you think over there? Dead man.
Yeah. Dead men tell no tales. I just continue to be amazed at the audacity of this fuck. I really do.
It just amazes me how he likes to take one thing and try to make it some kind of big point. What I don't understand is, how does he equate me to being a racist for bringing up a fact of history?
Because he saw the word black, and he is so narrow-minded that the instant he sees the word black, he thinks racist. Because he is such a narrow-minded individual.
I have to say, you are absolutely 100% correct. The judges even think so.
There you go. I mean, it's not like it's you're not a racist. I mean, you've got a Kittler.
I do. I have a Kittler. And it surprises me that I did not notice that until you pointed that out. Today.
I know.
I mean, that if that's not a Heil Hitler thing going on with that picture, my God. What the hell am I doing?
The SS stands for super smooth, though.
Okay, good. Jesus, God. I got a German cat.
You do.
What the hell? No wonder she wakes me up at odd hours looking for food.
It's total mouse genocide.
Wow, unbelievable. And then leave it to you to pick that out.
I know.
Wow.
Well, you know, our studio cats are getting in on the game now. They're sending out secret messages to your Kittler.
Oh, is that what it is? By the way, I gotta say, one of your cats, the striped one,
yeah,
likes to yawn.
A lot.
Every time I see that picture, I yawn. What the hell? I gotta stop looking at your pictures.
He has superpowers.
Yeah, he really does. He makes funny faces when he yawns, which is why I post so many of them.
My God.
It's ridiculous faces.
It is, and like I guess they say, the yawns are contagious. So
they really are, even in pictures.
Yes, they certainly are.
If Mark Hubbard wants someone to accuse of racism, he really ought to be accusing us, because seriously,
oh my God, we're
some of the stuff
people.
We've said on our show, it's a wonder people still listen sometimes.
You guys are horrible.
You know what? We don't just hate the blacks. We don't just hate the Mexicans.
I hate everybody.
We hate the whites. We hate the white trash.
Well, see, here's the thing. For you guys, it's not about color.
No, it's not.
It's about stupidity.
It's about stupidity. Yes. Thank you very much. And you're not afraid to point this stuff out.
No. I'm the lone whitey at my job, so, you know, I'm far from racist.
The lone whitey at her job. Nicely done.
Crazy cracker.
Crazy cracker.
Hey, do you have, like, a Shaniqua that works there or something like that?
I have a Lakeisha.
Lakeisha, okay. I knew it had to be something like that.
And I have got a whole lot of Hispanic gals that I work with.
Wow. Do they all talk, like, really fast?
Oh, my God. En Espanol.
Oh, so it's double the dose. Fast, yes. And in Espanol.
I tune them out, honestly. It's just background noise for my job. That's really all it is. It's just background noise. Wow. But they'll... If they need to talk to me, they'll speak in English. So it's not like they're expecting me to understand what they're saying to each other.
Right.
And I don't care. They, you know, if they've got something bad to say about me and they can't say it to my face, that's not my problem.
Right. Exactly. It's not your problem. It's their hang up.
Exactly. I don't have anything to worry about.
So have they said anything about, like, a Spanish cracker or anything like that?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, that's good.
No. Actually, they're all very cool. So
you must impress them somehow.
Yeah, I don't suck. That's
good. That's good. Speaking of your job, I have to come down there at some point.
You do.
And get myself some late night tacos, because
yes.
Yeah, I love Taco Bell.
Plug. Well, you weren't supposed to mention more.
I know, but it's a little plug.
When you come down here, though, we'll have to take you to the Taco Cabana.
The Taco Cabana.
Oh yes. God, yeah.
This is a southern chain. There's actually, to my knowledge, not that many of them around anymore. I think they started in Texas, And we have one here in the Atlanta Metro that's
it's
open.
It's next to a porn shop.
Yeah, it's open.
Nice! Double win!
So you can have go there at 3 a.m. and get tacos and then go next door and get dildos. I mean, it's great.
Oh, yeah. My
but
God.
Anything that ends in O's, you can get it.
Yeah. Excellent. Double win right there. Tacos yeah.
and
a porn shop.
And things with little heads, too, so, you know.
Jesus God. Well, I don't know if I can actually do that because, you know, I'm a racist and all. So I'm not sure if I can hang with Mexicans and Georgians.
Yeah.
Or the black folk.
Or the black folk. Wow.
Well, yeah, but seriously, Mark Holborn can just, yeah, he can die in a fucking fire.
I tell you, I mean, he's talking, you know, there's another part to this whole sordid story of postings. Of course, you two are well aware, you know, this mm-hmm. whole accident thing and the father thing and all that.
I don't care if you meant to or not, you are still a killer if you kill a person.
Exactly.
And you are a
killer. I say with this Charles Manson thing, this guy has a killer mentality. He shot Bernard Crowe in the back, expecting him to die, living with that fact, ready to live with the fact that he killed somebody, and just because he made a mistake on whether this Bernard Crowe actually died or not, which he did not. It doesn't say anything else about his mentality. His mentality is he is a killer.
Exactly. He has the killer mentality. And, you know, obviously a jury saw through his, you know, oh, I never actually killed anyone.
Right.
Well, oh, but, you know, you attempted it and you caused serious life-threatening injuries. Just because the person didn't die doesn't mean you're not a killer. And right. also, you're basically the puppet master.
You're the conspirator here. You're the one that's led the whole thing. And when Mark Holborn says, I brought race into this, when Helter Skelter is the whole premise behind Manson and his family, which, is, yeah. of course, is the race war, that he's wanting tensions back in the 60s to really explode.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, if anybody's a racist, it is Charles Manson. And if anybody is in support of that, I'm sorry, you got a problem.
Well, you know Mark Holborn supports it because back in the day, in the heyday of his his Walmart blog, he went on and on about the person with the Texas license plate who didn't speak English.
Yes, the Chinese-Mexican.
The Chexican.
The Chexican. There you go. Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, yeah. Guy Sean, girl Sean, tell me, are you going to be on next Wednesday?
Yeah, we will.
Absolutely.
Rick will be in Washington D.C. doing a travel feature.
If we can get him on live, we'll try and have him on. We're not sure what his schedule is going to be like okay. while he's there.
But. Yeah, maybe we can just send him out to take pictures of things covered in bird crap.
I was going to say, find some real shit that's covered in shit.
Yeah, I don't know. But,
that's a private joke, by the way, for all the listeners out there.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm sure they could go back and trace that one to its roots.
Yeah, you certainly can. It's all preserved for history.
It is, and it's all PDF'd for history.
yes, which, of course, one thing that Mark does not learn from is history, because he is damned to repeat all the mistakes he makes.
Okay, Google search indexes about once a month on his page. Like, as I look back through it, it's about once a month on his page. So it's not that hard to find your blog. You're not being clever by changing the URL, and you're only hurting yourself.
He has no idea. I mean, he doesn't understand all the stuff that you can do. I mean, everything is public.
Guys, Sean, go ahead and explain how Google indexing works when it comes to, like, changing names and shit. Because, okay, here's a free lesson in internets.
Yeah.
And the floor is yours.
Put realize right I'm doing the technology spot. Segment on Club Hollywood tonight, but okay.
Quick lesson in internets from Guy Sean, and then I'll let you get back to the club.
Even if Google loses it, that stuff is still archived forever. In fact, if you go to archive.org, there's a nifty little site called the Wayback Machine.
Exactly. I was just about to mention that.
Any web page ever made ever, so or any version thereof. So if it's been out there for more than, say, a couple of days, somebody saw it and somebody archived it somewhere.
Right, and here's my worry on this, okay? You know, back in the day, when Tyler Hollywood was in his 20s, you know, he did have one of those phone sex sites. And that's, you know, I'm sure that's still out there in the archive somewhere floating around.
Really? Oh, I'm going to have to Google this.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to look for this.
Look all you want. I think I paid off enough people.
Also, when Tyler was 8 years old, he was an alcoholic. And Mark Hallberg may have raped and murdered a 5-year-old boy in 1990.
Wow. We'll put that out there. All right. Well, Girl Sean, Guy Sean, thank you very much for calling the show. Ladies and gentlemen, give them a round of applause. Irreverent radio hosts, Girl Sean and Guy Sean. And we will see you next Wednesday at 10 p.m., right?
Yes. Come around. We'll give you the clap.
All right. Fantastic. And you know what? Here, you know what? Since you guys are such good callers, I'm going to give you the clap.
I like our clap. I mean, we could give you our clap.
That's true. And I would accept it. Heartily.
We're not gonna.
All right. Fantastic. All right, get out of here. We'll see you guys a little later.
Bye, Tyler.
All right, there they go, ladies and gentlemen. Again, give them a round of applause and a bell. Girl Sean, Guy Sean, Irreverent Radio. Of course, they always hang out with Big Rick D. On Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. right here on the Talk Radio X Global Streaming Radio Network. Let's go and listen to some Frankie Chan. New stuff, more techno. Paul from, well, somewhere near Washington, D.C. Manassas, one of Dave's best friends, says play some more. Here you go. Frankie Chan, Toxic, is dead. We'll be back after, right after this. So here's a question. Just off the top of my head, if a bra is an upper topper titty flopper stopper, and a jock strap is a lower decker pecker checker, and a roll of toilet tissue is a super duper duty pooper scooper, what do you call a Japanese drummer boy whose father has diarrhea? A slap happy jappy with a crap happy pappy. Oh! Hey, that was funny right there. You know people are giggling at that. We'll be right back. right, Barry from Williston, Vermont checks in. He says, hey, who's the most popular guy at the nudist colony? Come on, Barry. My name's Tyler. I would have heard these before. It's the guy who can carry a cup of coffee in each hand and a dozen donuts. I got one for you, Barry. Who's the most popular girl at the nudist colony? Huh? I'll tell you right now. She's the one who can eat that last donut. Thank you. Thank you. We already heard that. Turn that off. What are you doing? Will you get on the ball over there? All right, good evening, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have some letters from Hollywood, or letters to Hollywood. Letters from Hollywood. letters from Hollywood would be pretty simple. Stop broadcasting. We don't want to hear you anymore. Anyways, second hour, which is coming up here, we've got a lot to talk about. I was called not only a racist today, and we've got more on racism coming up here in the second hour, but I was also called a grammar Nazi today. Because you know how I get when I read these letters to Hollywood? Some of these come in with that, what do you call it, e-speak. Or I speak, whatever it happens to be. You know, they abbreviate everything. They take shortcuts. You are is supposed to be your, but it's you are, the letters. And with this I speak, it just trashes the English language day by day. And I get these in letters, and it just completely pisses me off. It's a pet peeve, all right? It's a pet peeve, but I don't consider myself a grammar Nazi because I point something out to you. All right, now, the reason I say this is because Rusty wrote me a letter today. And it was just filled with horrible mistakes and grammar issues, spelling issues. And speaking of which, you know, I'm sorry, but I guess I'm going to have to talk about this after. But something else, talking about grammar has just reminded me something of this fat, chicken grease-covered, pudgy-fingered, late-night scumbag that goes by the name of Mark Hallberg. That is another thing that just pisses me off. Look, dude, Mark Hallberg, listen to me. Just because someone out there decided to give a capital letter to the word internet does not mean you should capitalize the word internet. It does not need to be capitalized, and I will tell you this, as you've already been so made aware of by the other listeners and commenters to the show and the blog, it's not a grammar mistake. It's a spelling issue. Stop it, Mark Hallberg. Stop it. You're killing me.
I'm fucked up. If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get fucked up! Let's do it! Ha ha! LMFAO! You know it! Let's go! Yeah! All of the alcoholics! Where you at? Let's go! Hey!
ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Put your hands together. Coming down to the CIC right now, it is Mo the Angry Teddy Bear. Welcome, Mo.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, please. No applause, please, no applause.
No, we're going to applaud.
You stay away from me, Jimmy Lamont. Seriously. I don't need your crap tonight.
How you doing, Mo?
How you doing, Tyler?
Good, thank you.
Good. Excellent. Hey, look, I'm not going to lie. Now, I've had a few beers. I've had a few beers with the person that produces this show.
We know this. It's obvious.
The nameless one.
Look at you.
So please excuse any slip-ups.
Your cheeks are red, by the way.
It's pretty much, you know, when a bear starts drinking, it's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Now, Tyler, you know.
Yeah.
That I spend a good time talking about the things I don't like.
Wow, you were hammered.
So maybe it's time to salute something I love.
Uh-huh.
And I have spent many an hour ranting and raving about the hippies and all that kind of deal.
Uh-huh. You certainly have. You
I
don't like the hippies.
I think it's time to talk about the one good thing about bicycles that I like. And that's bike cleavage.
Oh, bike cleavage.
It's one of God's greatest creations. It says, hey, look, I'm the side of boobs. Cleavage promises a much better tomorrow. I'm not sure if most of the bike riding girls out there realize just how much cleavage they are exposing during their bike rides. And I'm hoping they never find out. Guys, bros, dudes, let's keep this little secret on the down low, shall we? Don't blow a good thing.
No, definitely not.
I love your boobs. And I love the glorious, soft canyon of cleavage you create while riding around on a bike. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Tyler, I have a top 10 here. I had it.
Oh, not again.
What I did with it.
You didn't lose it.
Here it is.
Okay, good.
Tonight, I know you like to talk about your political party, your political affiliation. I try to stay away from that crap.
I know.
And I know you were talking about federalism the other night, but I decided, you know what? Tyler's right. There needs to be more political parties out there so that we can have more choices to vote from. So I came up with a top 10 political parties.
Oh, boy.
The top 10 independent political parties that we'd like to see. What do you think?
Let's go for it. What do you think, fans? Looks like you got the go-ahead, sir.
All right, here we go.
The green light.
Woo-hoo!
Easy, fellas.
They are feeling good tonight. Number 10.
Oh, wow.
The crack party.
Oh, Jesus.
Their tagline will split them down the middle.
Oh.
Number 9. The mouth party. And you're...
Whoa, you screwed that one
number
up.
Number 9, the mouth party, and you're invited to come.
Oh! Mo!
Number 8, the gay / NRA party.
Oh, you're not going to pick on the gay.
We're here, we're queer, you got a problem with that?
Oh, nice, that's a good one. Good recovery.
Number 7, the pity party. Come on, we never win anything. Vote for us for once, will you? Number 6, the private party. No comment.
Jeez.
Number 5, the cocktail party. Cock and tail, does it get any better than
no,
this?
No, does not.
Number 4, the search party. Looking for members.
Nice.
Number 3, the keg party. Dude, we could so totally ruin the country.
That's certainly, certainly
number
true.
Number 2, the nonpartisan party. We believe in what, well, you believe in. And the number 1 independent political party we all like to see... The Beaver Party.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, forget it. We already had Bush.
Oh!
All right, Tyler, with that, I'll let you go on with the next hour. I'm out of here.
Thanks, Mo.
I need to find some more beer.
All right, Mo, we'll see you later. Wow. The Beaver Party, ladies and gentlemen. We got a very short time before we hit the top of the hour. Here's what's coming up. News. Top of the hour news. Of course, the station ID break, and then we'll be right back with more Club Hollywood. Lots more coming up. Lots more music. Lots more fun. By the way, Bear. Oh, he's already gone. But I think the Bear would appreciate Girl Sean's boobs.